having their midday meal who were not having a square meal a day. Now, this was the first stage of the program, as far as we are concerned here in South Bombay, Andheri, and it goes right up to Mira Road. We have also taken up very seriously work at Thana district that has also started getting covered to about 40,000 students a day. Pune, Nigri, Chinchwad, 80,000 students a day. We've taken up at outside Maharashtra in districts which have been given to us. The Chief Minister of Rajasthan herself had invited us, Mrs. Raje, and they've allotted and we have already started 3 lakh student program. Madhya Pradesh, Ujjain, 2 lakh students. Our objective, 10 million students a day. We've reached 10% of our target in a period of 2 years. But the most important thing is we've learnt how to do it. And it's only been possible because of your gracious help and the wonderful way in which each and every one of you have come forward. I cannot forget the first person whom I talked to. She's right here sitting with me. And please, if you can kindly stand up for 1 second, please. She's Mrs. Hital Meswani. And Ajay, please. Just Ajay, I know you're very, very shy. Mr. Piramal. Doctor, please. Thank you very much. I also, that's Mrs. Piramal, of course. We've had extremely strong support from the Lions Club of Enfield in England. Thank you very much, sir. Please do stand up. We would like to appreciate very much. Mr. Ghatak, am I right? Yes. Mr. Ghatak, thank you so much. Mr. Vishwanath? Just in time. He is the district governor of the Lions Club in our area. He was stuck in traffic, and at least 10 times he has told us that I've just been time, I'm just making, and with your kind permission, we've started straight away because we didn't want to get further late. I just mentioned about the quantity of midday meals we've been serving. Very sumptuous prasadam. I eat it myself, and I highly recommend that any of you wish in the khichdi, yes. But there are not just one khichdi. There are 7 different type of khichdis every day. And it's because of the khichdis, you'd be most delighted to hear that we've had people like principals of Muslim schools, not one, several of them, telling us in writing on the letterhead, thanking us and allowing us, our devotees, to go in to these Muslim schools. We've had Christians, we've had Parsis, we've had all types, because children are children. We are not concerned whether they are Hindus, Muslims, or whatever, Sikhs. And we just want to make sure that every child at least has a specified minimum number of calories a day so that they have a proper childhood so that they can grow up into good citizens. I wish to thank particularly members of the Lions Club from Bombay. In a massive number, they've come forward. Can you imagine? I just had at the gate a gentleman from the Lions Club. He didn't want to give his name. He handed over a check of, what was it? 5 lakhs or 10 lakhs? 10 lakhs. He gave me 10 lakhs, a check. I didn't even look at it. I didn't have time. I thought he was coming in, but he went out. And he said, I'm so sorry, I have to go somewhere. Because I think his niece or somebody was getting married. And he said, I've just popped in to give this check and I'm going. I said, this is fantastic. That's the spirit of the Lions. I mean, that's fantastic. That's the support which we've received from you kind donors. And our wonderful guests who have come all the way from London. I think about 5 gentlemen have come. Is that correct? 5 gentlemen have come. And 3 ladies. How can I forget the lionesses? The most important. Please, ladies, all have come all the way from London. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And just for this small project, I think this shows the heart of a lion is really the largest in the world. I made sure of that because I saw 52 lions in Gorongoro and Masai Mara and Serendipity in East Africa. And I've seen that the lion is the only animal that sleeps at night. No other animal sleeps at night. Did you know that? All the others are scared of somebody or the other eating them up if they go to sleep. The lion is the only one who sleeps about, I think, 15, 16 hours a day, 24 hours. So, but these lions don't sleep. They work. That's a wonderful thing about the lions. Thank you very much. Please note, Mr. Malpani is here, a very, very old dear friend of mine. You started the whole thing. I just wish to tell you who are the people who came right from the beginning. Mr. Nair? Is Mr. Nair here? Oh, Mr. Nair is the one. He was the first gentleman who came forward. Mr. Vishwanath, please. He's the district governor. He's in charge of our whole area. And he came forward. And would you like to say a few words, sir?
We have a chairperson specially for this project, and that is Venkatesh Bhandari, who is a person who has motivated me and all of us here to participate in this grand program. Dr. Desai and friends, it's great pleasure for me to be here representing the lions of our district, a project which we are proud to associate with ISKCON. Midday meals. Meals is important for everybody, whether it is midday or any day. But the way this project is being carried out, we are extremely proud and happy that we are in a position to associate with such an excellent organization who are spearheading this project. I would like to pay my special compliments to the chairperson, Venkatesh Bhandari, who has initiated a lot of activities related to this project, and who has also been instrumental in getting substantial and handsome donation for this program. I would like to really thank him on behalf of everybody for the great work that he is putting in. And everything in this world is going by association only. The participation, association is what is important, and we are proud that as a lion we are able to associate with such a great organization in executing one of the greatest programs. And I would like to express my thanks to each one of you for being here, and Dr. Desai for spearheading this one. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I just need one more minute, then I'm handing over the mic to someone else. Special thanks to Lion Neeraj Kothari ji. Is he here? He's not been able to come. Okay. And another special thank to Rajni Acharya ji. Yeah. Lion Rajni Acharya, please. Rajni Acharya. We've known each other for a long time. How many years now? It's about 25 years? 25 years ago. That's right. Thank you very much, sir. And now... This is 12 lakhs of rupees. ISKCON Food Relief Fund from the Lions Club of Bombay, Willingdon.
Yeah. Just for the information, the amount was collected in our club, and from our club, the amount was given to the ISKCON Food Relief Foundation. And our President Lion Shukla is also here. Come, President. There were direct donations also which were given to you, which is included in the amount. Let me be clear on that. Thank you. Prabhuji, come. Prabhuji, come.
Actually, he works day and night. Yeah. From 3 o'clock in the morning, that's when they start preparing for the food. Yes.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Desai. And thanks to the members of the Lions Club of District 323, A3, especially to the district governor who has personally found time to come here. We would like to make a very short presentation about this project before we go on to the next agenda. Since Lion Vishwanath had to leave early, we took up his presentation of the check before others can make it. And now you can start with our presentation. This project, Midday Meal Project, is a project of Government of India. The purpose behind this project is that the Constitution of India says that it is compulsory for children between the age of 6 and 14 to be educated. But there are parents in certain socio-economical brackets who feel that a child can be a good source of income and adding to the income of the family. So instead of learning, he is earning without being educated at that tender age. And because he is not educated, his future is very bleak. So the Government of India thought that in order to attract children to come to school, they should give some incentives, and they thought of serving food. Initially, they started by giving out grains. That was done once in a month, and that was counterproductive. That did not encourage the child to come to school every day. Sometimes the grains which he took home, maybe his father sold it and bought alcohol out of it. So then they thought of serving meals. Now, if they serve meals in schools, who is going to cook it? So they said, let's ask the teachers to cook it. If the teachers are cooking, who will teach? That's again counterproductive. And on 22nd of July 2004, in Kumbakarnam, because the school has a thatched hut structure, from this midday meal kitchen, a fire broke out and 120 children died. So the next decision was, no more cooking in the schools. This is where the NGOs came in. ISKCON had started this midday meal project in Bangalore, and ISKCON in Mumbai started this project in the year 2004. We made a very humble beginning. On the first day, we served 900 students. And believe you me, our board of directors felt that the number of 900 children per day is too large and will not be able to handle it. They cautioned me, please think before what you're doing. Somehow, we gathered courage. At the end of that year, at the end of that academic year, we reached a figure of 13,000 children. Next year, 35,000 children. Next year, 65,000 children. This is, I am talking about Mumbai. And this year, as of today, we are serving 100,000 children every day.
Get adequate food, and therefore they are not attentive, and rather their attendance is also very irregular. So that caused a decline in their educational performance.
The Government of India in 1995-96 started a midday meal program in ensuring enrollment and in ensuring that the children can keep their concentration in the class.
Supreme Court order came that now government should arrange the cooked rice and provide it to the children. Therefore, it was not possible for the schools to take up this program and NGO support was required.
We were told in Government of India that in Bangalore, ISKCON is doing very good work of providing rich, nutritious meal to the needy children. So we requested the ISKCON in Mumbai whether they can have a similar project.
Of distributing food in schools came up, we saw this as an opportunity for distributing food in an organized manner to these needy children.
ISKCON came forward and they said we will take up, we'll shoulder this responsibility. So initially, I think it was last August 2004, we launched this as a pilot project. And under that program, that time we fed about 5,000 children from our schools. It was found very, very good quality. Children enjoyed that cooked khichdi and it became extremely popular. And we were very happy with the ISKCON's association as an NGO to this midday meals program.
This particular project has been taken up by the ISKCON Food Relief Foundation, which is a joint effort of the three temples in Mumbai, ISKCON Juhu, ISKCON Mira Road, and ISKCON Chowpatty. This trust has branches all over India, and we have a similar program going on in Delhi, Jaipur, Tirupati, and Ujjain. Of rice, dal and sabjis cooked together with different spices in pure ghee. So it is the most balanced diet.
We have the international standard of quality as per the ISO norms, and we have these quality systems at all places, including our vehicles, our purchase systems, our maintenance of all ingredients, the inventory control, and the cooking process itself. We have laid down procedures and work instructions which are understood, and time to time we also train our staff to ensure that they maintain optimum standards of health and hygiene.
We are catering to the primary school, that means these are children from 1st to 5th standard. We have to come up with different recipes so that they do not get bored of eating the same stuff every day. At the same time, we have to make sure that the calories and the protein content of the food is maintained at an optimum level.
When we visited the kitchen to see how it is cooked, where it is cooked, we were impressed that extremely hygienic condition is created there, not handled with hands, it is all mechanically done, cooked on steam.
In fact, it looked more like a kitchen of a five-star hotel.
By 12:30 in the afternoon, the entire cooking for the day is done, and a thorough cleaning, the meticulous cleaning of the entire kitchen takes place. There's washing of all the vessels, and there's absolutely spick and span the kitchen looks like at 12:30 as it is every day in the morning. major safety of this food is that after the cooking, when it is packed in the containers, every container is sealed. And there's a delivery challan that is signed before it leaves the kitchen, saying that if the seal is tampered, do not accept the khichdi.
These schools are divided into the route systems. So each vehicle has got a particular route, and these routes are standardized, and we take into account the traffic conditions on those routes, and we have a starting time for each vehicle. And so far we have been able to maintain about 100% guaranteed results of ensuring that all the food is reached in time to all the schools.
Really, this project is not about feeding, it is about educating. Most of these children who are coming from the economically weaker section, their parents would rather have them go and do some child labor like rag picking, pocket picking, or some such menial jobs. But these children now, because they attend school being attracted by the food that they get there, will in the course get educated. And their future as citizens of this country will definitely be much better. And this is a boon to the society at large.
मेरे पांच बच्चे हैं, चार लड़कियां हैं, सभी स्कूल जाते हैं, सभी पढ़ते हैं, सभी अच्छे मार्क लाते हैं और खाने पीने के लिए वहां अच्छे खाने मिलते हैं, खिचड़ियां मिलता है वहां, इसलिए बच्चे लोग व्यवस्थित वहां जाके खाते हैं।
टाइम टू टाइम हम लोग को कंटेनर मिल जाते हैं और कंटेनर भी इतने साफ सुथरे रहते हैं, प्लस उनके जो देने का कर्चा वो सब है वो भी प्लास्टिक में पैक किया हुआ था, तो ऐसा लगता है कि बहुत साफ सफाई के बारे में बहुत ध्यान रखते हैं वो लोग।
चिल्ड्रन आर एंजॉयिंग इट, सो आई फील दैट मोस्ट ऑफ द चिल्ड्रन और मोस्ट ऑफ द स्कूल्स मेक दिस टाइप ऑफ फूड अवेलेबल टू देम एंड टेक एडवांटेज ऑफ दिस स्कीम।
वी हैव हैड अ पर्टिकुलरली गुड एक्सपीरियंस विद इस्कॉन इन द सेंस दैट दे आर मेकिंग एक्सलेंट मिड डे मील्स with in the most hygienic condition, so much so that, you know, it is not only wholesome, but it is also very tasty and nutritious. As a result that children love it, and also it is delivered in such a hygienic manner and also transported in the in the special vans, that it is always hot, delivered hot, and also the quality is also maintained.
खिचड़ी जो है वो बहुत nutritious है, बच्चे बहुत चाव से खा रहे हैं, pure घी में बनाई हुई होती है. जब भी डब्बा खुल जाता है तो एक बार मुझे भी लगता है कि मैं भी थोड़ा खा लूँ.
The attendance, the performance of the children, the health of the children overall has improved. This is a remarkable change that we have observed during this period of time as we are associated with ISKCON in this program.
Because if you get the regular food with the children, with proper nourishment if they get it, naturally the children also will improve. They will start learning properly. The education in them, it will improve.
हमारे यहाँ ऐसे भी बच्चे हैं जो इसी खाने पर डिपेंड है, इसी खिचड़ी पर डिपेंड है, घर से खाकर नहीं आते. हल्का फुल्का जो नाश्ता उन्होंने सुबह ले लिया, 3 बजे जो रेसेस होती है 3:10 पर, तो वो खिचड़ी के इंतजार में रहते हैं कि हमको पेट भर खाना मिलेगा.
सो दिस इज हाउ फार वी हैव कम, एंड द गवर्नमेंट प्रोवाइड्स अस विथ ग्रेन्स एंड अ कुकिंग चार्ज. But most of the times this cooking charge takes a lot of time to come. And the only way we have been able to sustain this project, friends, is because of the support we have received from each one of you. And some of you have been so innovative in supporting this cause. Dr. Desai introduced Bijal to all of you. She thought of a wonderful way of raising funds for this project. Every year during Diwali, she writes a letter to all her friends and says that this year, instead of sending you a Diwali gift of a box of sweets, on your behalf, I am donating that amount to feed these children. An excellent idea, Bijal. Thank you very much. Yes.
She is the wife of Mr. Deswani, the number 2 man in the Reliance Industries Organization.
Thank you, Bijal. Amit and Archana, you know what they did? They literally ran for this project. They participated in the marathon last year, and by participating in the marathon last year, they raised funds. And they're doing the same this year on the 20th of January. They'll be running for this cause. Give them a very big hand. Amrish, is he here? Amrish Arora? Amrish Arora, along with his aunt and his other family members, they came up with a very novel idea. They said, instead of making a donation directly for this cause, we will sponsor an ad in the newspaper by which we give an opportunity to many others to participate in this project. So in this way, they not only contributed to this project, but they also increased the awareness. Mrs. Arora was here, I saw her sometime back. Shobha ji and Sushila Kapoor, she is here. They are very humble, and they don't want to make it known that they are doing it, but nonetheless, we are very thankful to them. Friends, this morning I had a very, very unusual experience. Members of the Lions Club of Enfield, they visited our kitchen. And they came to us to a school, and they personally served out the midday meal. I have been asked by this wonderful lion to not mention his name, so I will honor his privacy. And do you know what he decided today? When he saw these small children being fed, he said, "Now and here, I make a commitment. This is my resolution. It is not a New Year resolution, because that changes every year. But this is my commitment." And he said that, "I do not take a luxury yearly holiday every year. But if I were to take one, whatever it would cost me to take that luxury holiday with my family, that amount I will contribute to this project. Friends, he went a step further. He said, this is something which I always wanted to do. My friends have been telling me to do this, but I could not take this decision for so many years. But today, I vow that I shall never drink alcohol ever in my life, and all that I save from not drinking will go towards funding this. And then he made a third commitment. Because earlier he had asked me, he said, what is your requirement? I said, for this project, no amount is too small or too big. He said, what if you want to start a new kitchen? I said, we started a kitchen in Palghar recently, and it cost us 1 crore rupees to set up the kitchen, and another about 1 crore rupees to buy the vehicles. He said, I don't promise you, but I shall try my best to set up one new kitchen at a place of your choice. Friends, the inspiration for all these activities which we are performing comes to us from our spiritual masters, starting with Srila Prabhupada. It happened that once when Srila Prabhupada was at Mayapur, in one of the verandas of a temple, he could see a garbage can where young children were fighting with dogs to get onto the stale chapatis and bread in the garbage can. And this really brought tears to his eyes, and he said, wherever we have a temple, in that vicinity, around that, nobody should go hungry. Especially, a child should not go hungry. That is our inspiration. While we are speaking about the various innovative ways of contributing to this project, Ajay and Swati, every time there is a birthday in their family, every time there is a wedding anniversary, Ajay just comes for darshan and he leaves a small envelope back. And that envelope is for the support of this midday meal project. Mr. Joseph from United Ways, is he here? United Ways facilitates corporate bodies in getting the monthly givings from their employees. They do this in two ways. First of all, they make a commitment from the company itself, and they also ask the employees if they would like to support a particular cause. And they give them a choice of various causes from various NGOs, and the employees in turn make a pledge that every month from their salary, X amount may be deducted and given to this particular cause. United Ways has been supporting this project, and one of their corporate bodies which is associated is Accenture. We are very, very grateful to them. Mrs. Maya Shahani, she is the chairperson of the Shahani Trust. There are about 35 education institutes associated with this trust. She is a member of the Excel group. And during one of these international Excel groups meetings at Bali, they came up with one more unique idea. They came up with an idea of buy one, give one. Generally we talk about buy one and get one free. But they are talking about buy one and give one free. So they have the NGOs on one hand and they ask the NGOs, what are your worthy causes? And they approach businesses on the other hand. And the example they give is that if a business is selling plasma televisions, so they say, we will link you with an NGO which gives free spectacles to needy people. Because both are related with vision and seeing. So they connect that way. Now this B1 G1 has connected the ISKCON Food Relief Foundation Midday Meal Project with a number of eating houses in Australia. And they say, while you are having a meal for yourself, give a meal to a child in India. So we are really, really very thankful. In fact, this list could go on and on and on. Each and every person sitting in this audience is really for us an honored guest, and each one of you have helped us achieve what we have done, and you have also encouraged us and given us the hope of having our targets for the future, which we can assure you we shall definitely fulfill. Right now, as I was telling you about the inspiration which you get from Srila Prabhupada, we get our inspiration from our spiritual guide, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, and I would at this juncture request him to kindly address the gathering.
Timidandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Vilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. I am most honored and grateful to be amongst all of you this evening. From my heart of hearts, I would like to extend my gratitude for your help in this very important project. Amongst the religions of the world, there are different philosophies, various rituals, dogmas, cultures, and due to those differences, unfortunately, there is often conflict. If we could find where we could unify, there could be love, peace, and tremendous contribution to our planet. There is one principle that every great and real religious system agrees on with powerful emphasis, and that is the charity of compassion. In the Holy Bible, Jesus, as well as Moses, they proclaim the first and great commandment, which is to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And who is our neighbors? All living beings are our neighbors. What does it mean to love your neighbor as yourself? The great Judaic and Christian saints or true followers were willing to make substantial sacrifices for the upliftment of others, to alleviate the sufferings of others. one very distinguished friend of mine from the Islamic faith. He's from Iran. He told me that one of the principal virtues of a Muslim for following the Ramadan, 1 month of fasting all day, is so that people who actually have direct experience of what it means to be hungry. And the purpose of that hunger, that they suffer a month, is so that they could be compassionate instruments of God to give to those people who don't have for the whole year. The purpose is compassion. Buddhism. One of the cardinal principles that Lord Buddha taught is ahimsa. Ahimsa means compassion for the plight and suffering of others living beings. Within our Vedic faith, Hinduism, we find in Srimad Bhagavatam, the 8th canto, it is explained there that the greatest offering to God that pleases Him more than any other thing we could do is to be willing to make sacrifices of ourselves to show compassion to others. Charity is a universal principle, not only of every religion, but of any person who is humane. I should be compassionate to that baby. Thank you very much. This is where we could all unite. Jesus said, as you treat the least, most unfortunate amongst people, that is how you treat me. And the Bhagavad Gita, when it talks about the virtues of a person who is actually close to God, doesn't talk about sectarian dogma or philosophy. It talks about qualities, character, charity, compassion, willing to even undergo difficulties for the upliftment of others. That is universal. And that is the point that we could unite on. And that is the point that we can grow together. Traditionally, in every spiritual system or every humanitarian system, the people who don't have much are considered a blessing of God in the world, so that the people who have can give of themselves to help them. We believe that everything is the property of the divine. Nothing is ours. Proprietorship means control. Ultimately, we have no control. Either in this life or at death, everything inevitably will be taken away from us. Everything is the property of God, whatever name we may call Him. And Aham Bija Pratapita, all living beings are the children of God. There is one sun in the sky. In India, you may call Surya. In Latin America, soul, an English sun. There are hundreds of names for the sun, but it's not an Indian sun. When it rises in Pakistan, it's not a Pakistani sun. When it rises and it's in Australia, it's not an Australian sun. It's everyone's sun. So we may have different names, but there's one Father for all living beings. This is the essential religious purpose. And we all have one thing in common. The directive to show compassion to others. What is God's that is entrusted within our care? It is our sacred duty to share that with people who haven't been given. And it's actually a blessing and an opportunity for us to come close to God, to be charitable. According to Vedic system, every grihastha, before they eat, they must go out in the street and call, "Is anyone hungry?" and feed everyone around before eating themselves. Now, that may not be so practical in the modern age in a place like Bombay. But the same principle is there. If we regularly know that we're helping those people who don't have, that we can be in a small way or in a big way, because God doesn't see so much just the quantity. He sees the heart, the intention. We can make significant difference in people's lives, each of us. And as we raise our consciousness in virtue and spirituality as well, the greatest fulfillment to the heart is an expression of selfless love. So yes, we have seen principals of schools and municipal commissioners and sheriffs and all these people are talking about that there's serious poverty. And children are not coming to school because they're out begging. They want something to eat. And even if they do come, due to malnutrition, they can't think properly. It's real. And the world is our family. If we can make a difference, there will be no greater fulfillment to our own heart. And there will be no greater thing we could do in our lives. I am profoundly grateful to all of you for magnanimously giving of your hearts. It's not just a matter of signing check. That's a very external thing, which is good. But what brings fulfillment and which accesses divine grace is when it is an expression from our heart, an expression of concern, of love, and of real compassion. And we could all unify in that spirit. And that will bring glory to India, glory to the world, and glory to our lives. And this Midday Meals project, who Radha Krishna Palika, Madhurya Leela, and all of these wonderful people have given so much of their lives, very selflessly, to develop. I'm just so grateful and proud of them. And I'm so grateful to all of you for helping. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. We were talking about various individuals and various forces coming together. We have been up to now mentioning about the various Lions clubs which have contributed towards this project. At this juncture, I would like to invite Dr. Ghatak and Dr. Rashmi Shah from the Lions Club of Enfield to kindly come forward. Friends, Dr. Ghatak, Dr. Rashmi Shah and their colleagues have traveled all the way from London specially to attend this function and to encourage us. I now request them to kindly say a few words.
Thank you, Brother Krishnaji, respected Maharaj, and Srinathji, and Brother Krishnaji, distinguished guests, and our fellow line members and district governor. It's a great privilege for us to be here and with our Lions Club of Enfield members in good numbers. So far away, we are here, and we have visited this morning, the kitchen as an excellent way the food preparation is done. You have seen it on the DVD here, and we have seen that it is in such a meticulous way and cleanly it is done. It is impressive. We are very, very much impressed with it. And also the distribution of the food, hot, served to this school. We have been over there this morning. We are privileged with that to Brother Krishnaji. We have seen the school, the food distribution, and also we have tasted the khichdi ourselves. It's such a food that it was very tasty and nutritious. We wanted to have some more. So it is excellent. To prepare food for underprivileged children with such high standards shows how much you care for them. And it's not different than our own kitchen. And we feel fortunate enough to be associated with this organization and you, and donate a very small sum of funds for your cause. This is it's a ceremonial check, but it's to Srinathji.
On behalf of the trustees, as a trustee myself, I deeply appreciate, sir, first of all, bringing the money all the way from UK. I believe for about 250 years, the money went from India to UK. When I was a student at the University of London, I did my GCSE, O-level, A-levels and my honours. I found out that 5 shillings and a pound came from India. Now, I'm glad some of it's coming back. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Srinathji.
We intend to bring back much more than this.
I said you want to hear that.
And that's recorded now. When we saw just the kitchen, the area, it is 1/3 of this whole hall. From there, all these meals are produced, 35,000 meals, what we saw. including storage, cleaning and cooking, which is one third of this. Then we think if, and the cook is only one, and four helpers, they produce all these meals. So then I just wonder how our wives, they cope with it. In a house to produce three or four meals, they are whole day busy, and every day we are going to the shops and buying and doing the shopping. It is tremendous job what you are doing, sir. And we did have, with Synergy in London a couple of years back, we had the privilege to bring them to our house, and we enjoyed your company and also your various tours that you did to various parts of the world and religious tours, and you did give us, we shared those excellent times with you.
I tell everyone that the doctor is singing classical song, and in Bengali as well as he is a disciple of none other than the Nobel laureate Rabindranath Tagore.
Thank you. It's just my pastime in a way, and being very busy with in our line in the Western world, because we don't have such privileges what some of you have it here in the home help and various ways. So we have to do most of the things ourselves, but we try to find some time and have some hobby. So that's what it is. So just to give a little touch to that, we'll come in at the end about the music, what you said. And it is that it's good to see that the Lions Club locally here of Bombay, they have come forward and donating as well. If the district governor has left, but you are here, so we will exchange the regalia of our club, Lions Club, to you. So please come forward. Thank you. Any other club? Thank you. It is wonderful, so that we have come forward and aage badh rahe hain haath mila ke. So Jai Hind and Hari Bol. Agyana timirandhasa gyananjana shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः. Thank you.
I want to add a couple of things in this. I am not a great speaker, but respected deities and all the dignitaries and all my fellow human beings, all these things which we are doing here, we always forget lions and this, all our ladies without whom we cannot function at all. And there is a big support and push to do all these activities, and they are every step of the way behind us and sometimes in front of us. And Mrs. Ghatak, Indira Ben, has been the instrumental in bringing this donation in this place. And we have been to Vrindavan recently to create a tube wells for the ladies in the Mathura district, also a school opening in Delhi, and in it's a slum area for East Delhi actually, and we went to Ahmedabad to a hospital in Naroda district to donate a FACO lens machine. Thank you.
Lion Afzal, would you like to say a few words?
Good evening, all. Just to add, as a Lion member and being well supported by my team here. We have been traveling a bit. Our voice has gone down because of the traveling that we've done recently. I hope some of you do understand the Hindi bits that unfortunately Sunit was not quite up to it today because of his voice. But badi dur se aaye hain, aapke liye ye pyar ka tohfa leke aaye hain. You heard our pious gentleman who gave us the lesson that we're going to be taking back, not only to London, but to our club. And we know that we'll be coming back again and again to support the various projects that we've seen and we feel so passionately about that some of our members have decided to forgive and forgo all those leisures and holidays and the old black label that they have to support the good work that you people are doing. Just to finish, choti se kavita yaad aa jati hai is mauke pe. Na main Jain hoon, na main Jain hoon, na main Patel hoon, na main Hindu hoon, na main Musliman hoon, main to bas ek insaan hoon. Na main mandir mein hoon, na main masjid mein. Jab aap pukare, hum to bas aapke paas hai. Na main bas ek insaan hoon, na main Hindu hoon, na main Musliman hoon, main to bas ek insaan hoon. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lion Afzal. Supporting this cause is not limited to Lions clubs. We have a parallel service organization, Rotary Clubs. And we have Mr. Malpani here, Rotarian Malpani, who has been the pioneer of introducing this project to the Rotary Clubs. He came here with the purpose of donating some computers to the orphanage. And when he heard about this project, he was so much attracted that he took this proposal to his club. And from there, it was spread throughout all the Rotary clubs. And in fact, in the next 2 weeks, we are having a similar function for the Rotarians who will also be joining us in this project. Friends, we are serving children from 700 schools every day. One of the principals of the schools, which is very near to here, the principal of the Seva Sadan High School, she requested that she would personally like to come and thank all those who are supporting this cause. May I request her to kindly come forward and speak a few words?
नमस्कार माननीय उपस्थित बंधू भगिनींनो मी सेवा सदन प्राथमिक शाळेची मुख्याध्यापिका आपले सहर्ष स्वागत करीत आहे इस्कॉन फूड रिलीफ तर्फे मला आमंत्रित केले असून या संस्थेशी 15 मार्च 2004 पासून माझा संपर्क आहे आमच्या शाळेतील पहिली ते पाचवीच्या विद्यार्थ्यांना खिचडी वाटप या संस्थेतर्फे होत आहे सांगण्यास आनंद होत आहे की आमचे विद्यार्थी इस्कॉन तर्फे मिळणारा पोषक आहार आवडीने खातात इस्कॉन बद्दल सांगायचे तेवढे थोडेच त्यांची फूड वितरण व्यवस्था इतकी उत्कृष्ट आहे स्वच्छ सीलबंद स्टीलच्या डब्यातून गरमागरम खिचडी त्यासोबत खिचडी वाढण्यासाठी चमचे सुद्धा स्वच्छ व सीलबंद दिले जातात स्वच्छ व्यवहार स्वच्छ नीटनेटके काम तसेच हसत मुखाने भक्ती रसाने युक्त असा आहार आमच्या विद्यार्थ्यांना मिळतो. त्याबद्दल त्यांना आमचे शतशः प्रणाम. आणि आमच्या मुलांकडून दुवा मिळत आहे. त्यांचा कार्यभार असाच उत्तरोत्तर सर्वत्र कीर्तिमान हो, जगामध्ये त्यांचे नाव विभूषित हो, ही श्रीकृष्णापाशी माझी प्रार्थना. हरे राम.
धन्यवाद. वी आर सर्विंग 100,000 किड्स एव्हरी डे. डिफिकल्ट टू गेट ऑल ऑफ देम टू से थँक यू टू यू, बट ऑन देअर बिहाफ वी रिक्वेस्ट दीज टू किड्स हू हॅव कम हियर टू जस्ट से टू वर्ड्स.
Thank you.
I said it would be two words. Thank you very much. Friends, as I was saying, the participation by various organizations is again not limited only to the service organizations. We have the Bombay Stock Exchange and we have the representatives from the Bombay Stock Exchange here. Harish? Prekandai, please.
Friends, it's a great pleasure to be associated with these institutions. I certainly congratulate Mr. Harish Desai, who had followed up with a long time with us, and by looking at these things which we have seen and which what we have seen on the screen, we are very much filled ourselves so much overwhelmed that we have joined hands with the project which have been very worthy. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I just want to reconfirm, the Bombay Stock Exchange is the second oldest stock exchange, London, after London Stock Exchange, and after America, New York Stock Exchange, and it's the third largest. Pardon? NSE and this one. Thank you very much, sir. We deeply appreciate. Avanik, please. Madhuri. Come. Thank you very much. This is a wonderful check we have received from your wonderful organization. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Sundar Rajan, Managing Director of the GlaxoSmithKline, he had to attend a function, so he had to leave early. He was here. He graciously came here. And he has handed over a check, which I would now request Madhurya to kindly hand over to Dr. Desai. This is a check from the GSK. Kindly accept it. Keep it safely. Lion Neeraj Kothari from Lions Club of Juhu has been inspired by seeing all these wonderful contributions. Please.
A
we have just taken up a school having 667 students, and we are happy, very happy to be associated with this project. Thank you. And our good friend Sudarshan Nair is here. He has inspired us a lot for to take up this project. Thank you.
There is a letter here which in short has been, the gist has been given, and I request Dr. Desai to kindly come forward and receive the check.
The Lions Club of Juhu, incidentally, he was the president of the Lions Club of Juhu. And at one time, please pass here, Villepalle. And he was a dentist who was earning a lot of money, and I convinced him, then why don't you join us? And instead of pulling out teeth, he's now giving, you know, so many, getting rid of hunger. Thank you very much, sir, for this wonderful contribution, and this will feed, I can assure you, what is it? 667 students, correct. It's called the Guru Nanak High School, Khar West, Mumbai, for an entire academic year, starting from the 2nd of January. It's already started. We also agreed to pay a sum of another 4,66,000, being sponsorship towards the same. Thank you, sir. We are very honored.
The proof of the pudding is in the eating. We have a sample of this khichdi for all of you tonight. And I welcome you and invite you to join us for dinner. Thank you very much for this wonderful evening. And thank each one of you for supporting this God. Thank you very much.